Space Ace, defender of justice, truth, and the planet Earth. Ace is being attacked by the evil Commander Borf.
Hold your fire!
Who is that creep?
Borf!
Her face must surrender to me.
No way, Borf, old buddy.
Oh!
Ah, I've been hit!
By the Infanto Ray.
Struggle with Dexter to regain his manhood. Destroy the Infanto Ray. Defeat the evil Borf.
Hey, Borf.
Come on, Kimberly, let's go.
I've been hit.
Be valiant, space warrior. The fate of Earth is in your hands.
Hi, I'm Paul Mack, and you're on 761-3330 for another week of film listed fun. For February 26th through March 1st, 1984, and boy did we ever stump you with last week's question, what was Mickey Mouse's first cartoon? Well, you're gonna find out just what it was, and who won the Casio credit card calculator, and what the question will be for next week's Casio credit card calculator giveaway at the end of this tape. So keep listening, and we'll fill you in on all the details. Until then, let's get back to the movie line.
You can never say that I'm not the one who really loves you. I pray every day that you see things like I do. I can you, girl, to get through to you. Cause I love you, baby.
A lot of folks are going to give you problems right off.
He's got the whole town thinking.
You know, you're taking some real chances being new in the school.
He's got the whole town listening.
Hey, you're playing it kind of loud, weren't you?
Is there a law against loud music?
They said he wouldn't win.
How did I get myself into this?
He knew he couldn't lose.
Let's dance! Dancing in the sea.
Footloose, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Footloose, now playing at Man Chinese Theater in Hollywood. Number for information, 464-8111. Also at the North Hollywood UA Movies. Number for information, 766-4317. And also in Sherman Oaks at Pacifics 4. Number for information, 990-4140. All numbers in the 818 area code. And next week, my review on Footloose.
Hello, this is me, Alexis from Denver, Colorado. No, seriously, my name's Frankfurt. My movie review is on Footloose. Now, I saw this, and some people say it's the, male version of Flashdance, but it's not, because it's a different story, and the choreography is different. There's only one dancing scene which is choreographed, you know, like Flashdance, really, really good, Best in the Warehouse, but everything else is just like freestyle. It's really good. Let me tell you how good it is. Well, first of all, the soundtrack is incredible. Kenny Loggins is great. And it's so good that after seeing it, my friend and I had to pick my mother up at the airport, and she and I went like dancing through the airport singing Footloose. I know that sounds ridiculous, and no, I'm not 12 years old, but it was so fun, and you guys all have to see it. And that's about it. Okay, thank you very much for this, your precious time, and I'll be looking to forward to hearing my fabulous movie review. Ciao.
The boy, the boy, the boy, the boy.
18, life sometimes feels like a cage, and all you can do is dream of breaking out. Reckless, the story of two kids who did more than just dream. The passion and the music of a new generation. Reckless, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Okay, you can go see that one in North Hollywood at the UA Movie 6. Number for information, 766-4317, or in Hollywood at Mann's Hollywood Theater. Number for information, 463-9371, both numbers in the 818 area code.
Well, hello, Mr. Paul Mack and Movie Line Callers. This is John O.C.C.
Yeah.
From the Orange County Connection, and I haven't got around to seeing any movies because, that's right, there's no good movies out there.
You bum?
This Surf 2 and what's that other one with that ski thing?
Hot Dog.
Whatever, Hot Dog.
Right.
I tell you. Anyway, yeah, let's cut around the BS here.
Please.
Paul,
yes.
When are we going to have some good movies? I mean, real good entertaining movies like E.T. or Brainstorm or something
or,
good, you know?
Something, let's
something
not be biased, John.
Plot. I don't know if you can answer that.
Not really.
Anyway, I better get out of here before I get myself in more trouble.
You're going to plug your line?
Take it easy.
Plug your
Have
line.
Have a good one. And a plug for a plug, Paul. That's
plug
all
for
in
a plug.
Fairness.
Yes, right.
You guys out there can call the Orange County Connection.
Yes!
Area code 714-680-0894. We all realize that the only reason why Paul calls my line and the only reason why I call his line is we'd like to plug our lines.
That's
true. That's just an excuse.
I'm bored.
Now, well, yeah, but you know how it is. In the phone world, everyone's plugging each other's line and
you
stuff like
leave.
Yeah, I know, Paul.
Right.
I'll get off the phone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. You know, John OCC is not a bad guy. He just hardly calls the line anymore, gang. But you know, he does have a point there on his head somewhere. And it's very true. They aren't making too many good films these days. Gee, isn't that awful? 1983 was a great year for films. However, 1984, well, we've got a couple things coming out this year. A couple of interesting things. We're going to have the sequel to Raiders of the Lost Ark, finally. And that's Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Coming up in December, we've got Supergirl. We've also got 2010 Odyssey 2. Well, we've got a few interesting films coming out, but it's just going to take a while until they come out. We're going to have to wait for them. And by the way, once again, yes, you can call John's line at area code 714-680-0894. A comment line very much like feedback if you want to give that one a ring at 765-6000 in the 818 area code. And it's a lot of fun. However, remember, gang, it's in Orange County, 714 area code. So, you know, just keep calling me, will you? Now, I mean, that's great. You know, John's great for a comment line, but he just doesn't leave comments anymore. And that's not true, John. I never call your line just to plug my line. I mean, maybe you call my lunch. You know, but I mean, I'm just saying that's not true only because, I mean, I'm definitely bored when I call your line. I have nothing else better to do, so I figure I got to call your line, and I think that we should get on with this.
This is Stone from L.A. with a joke. What is pizza afterbirth on toast?
That's gross.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have gone on with that. You know, gang, movie reviews are scarce these days, and, well, if anybody would like to seriously participate, every Friday and Saturday, remember, all day, all night, feel free to give us a ring at 761-3330. You'll do your thing, we'll do ours, put it on the tape, and you can hear it today or next week. But just remember, you've got to be intelligent, keep it around 2 minutes or less, and make sure that you give us your name and city you're calling from so we can be sure and rag on you when you're finished, okay? Good night.
This is Dave from Sherman Oaks. I saw a movie on last Friday, I think it was. It was called The Lonely Guy with Steve Martin. I looked in the paper on Friday, and it's not playing anymore because they got all the Oscar-winning movies out. But if you could still catch it in those small theaters, I advise you to. This is a great movie with Steve Martin. It was probably one of his best movies. I think it was adapted by Neil Simon, so you Neil Simon fans should go see it. It's a really good movie, and it's really funny, and it's something for this time. I mean, it's really realistic. Go catch Steve Martin's The Lonely Guy. Charles Grodin is excellent as a lonely guy. It's a great movie. go and catch it on a scale from 1 to 5. I give it a 5. It's an excellent movie.
Yeah, this is Steve in the Canyon. I saw The Howling the other night on TV, and it had a great special effects. And it was really, it was pretty good, because it was like a modern version of, you know, whatever happened to the werewolves. Kind of felt sorry for him in a way. And I needed, you know, like afterwards to, you know, get hamburgers and stuff, because it was so effective. And, oh yeah, the answer to your movie trivia thing is, I think it's called Steamboat Willie.
Please hang up and try again.
This is Julie Wilhite. I just saw Flashdance, and it's a pretty good movie. I'd suggest other people go see it. And I want to answer the question for this week, and it's Steamboat Willie.
My name is Dale from La Cañada, and first off, Mickey Mouse's first movie was Steamboat Willie. But that's just... Okay, the movie I'm reviewing is Footloose. It's probably a pretty popular one on the review line this week, but I don't think my review is going to match with everybody else's. The performance by John Lithgow was neat. It was nice seeing him in, you know, a realistic role, an understandable role, you know, a sympathetic role. And it was good to see him perform a serious role with, you know, serious undertones rather than, you know, straightforward comedy or the horror he did in Twilight Zone. And so he was very good. The movie itself was a bit of a disappointment. The dancing was somewhat lackluster. It left a little to be desired. And it was just pretty fairly typical high school boy meets girl and together they can conquer anything fair. A disappointment all the way around. I saw it opening day with my good friend Tim Harrison, and we were both somewhat disappointed and left the movie feeling as, well, about the same as we'd gone in. And when you pay $5 for a movie, that's not how you should feel. Dale Hoppert from La Cañada, and that's all I've got to say. Goodbye.
Paul Mack and Dennis DeCrepo, you guys are a good team. I'm glad you decided to get together on something. You may be the best team that ever got together in the history of telephones. Anyhow, I'd like to leave a comment about a couple movies, Two of a Kind, I've seen recently, which is an excellent movie, good music in it, and acting's excellent, Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta together. Almost as good as Grease, maybe as good. I'll give it a 10 in music, a 10 in acting. Also, the story was a 10 all around. The movie was a 10. Probably one of the best movies around right now. And also for The Right Stuff, which is up for several awards. I don't understand. I saw the movie. Over half of it was a long movie to begin with. Over half the movie was real slow. And even at the best parts of the movie, it wasn't so good. I found the movie from rather boring. I don't know. I'll give it a 4 or 5. The acting was maybe a 6. The story was a 4 or 5. And I don't see how the movie could possibly win any Academy Awards, but we'll find out in time. Anyhow, Bob 213 again, and everyone take care. Be careful out there, huh?
Hi, this is Ray from North Hollywood calling in regards to a movie I saw recently, again, for the 5th or 6th time. It's a rather old movie. I'm hoping a few of you have heard of it and maybe even seen it. It's called Super Session. It's a really good movie. It's not a really popular movie that I'm sure very few people have even heard about it. It's about surfing, and it's really great. And if ever any of you guys get a chance to take a look at it, do me a favor and watch it, because I'm sure you'll like it, and that way maybe you'll get some insight on surfing movies. There's not a whole lot of plot to it. It's almost like a documentary. It's kind of fun, and there's a lot of good, you know what I mean, good scenes in it, and hope you like it. Keep an eye out for new surf movies, and maybe you saw the new free ride in Huntington Beach Surf Theater also. Thanks a lot, and keep surfing.
Yeah, well, Paul, this is David of Burbank, and I listened to last week's tape.
Hey, Dennis DeCrepo, you know, over there at DBS, I guess it's a good thing I have a sense of humor because, well, I really don't know why you said what you said. But that's okay, because I noticed a few things that you said besides that, that kind of incriminate yourself. Not that there's anything wrong with it being gay or anything, because there's a lot of gay people out there. And I sure don't want to offend anybody. But, you know, I seem to remember you saying, and you can go over the tape again and double-check me, but I could have sworn you said that at one time there that Paul and you were in the making process. And not to mention that you suggested to Paul that not just one of you go take a leak, both of you together go take a leak. So, Dennis, I don't know. Maybe you were just trying to draw attention away from yourself. By the way, Paul, I won't be able to come down this time. I won't be able to be on your show. I know, very disappointed. But I've decided to make my arrival there a surprise, see. Just come down and bombard you. No warning. But it'll be worth it. So until that time, I'll see ya. And Dennis, well, I'll just hear from you. Bye.
Well, gee, Dave, it looks like you got your two pennies in. Anyway, hey, nobody's won our Casio credit card calculator yet. No, the answer was not Steamboat Willie, but coming up right after this, we've got a winner. That's right. I can't believe it. Somebody actually guessed this difficult question, and I fooled you all. So right after this, we'll let you know who won this week's Casio credit card calculator, and Hinden LA was confirmed, and he is now going to be getting his in the mail. And be sure and listen to the end of this tape for the next question for the next Casio credit card calculator right after this. Yes, folks, and now the moment you've all been waiting for. The winner of this week's Casio credit card calculator. Drum roll!
Hi, Paul. Hi, gang. You know, I just saw this wonderful new movie recently. It was called Obliteration. And I think when it hits the big screen at a theater or drive-in near you, you should all rush and see it. Oh, yeah. And Mickey Mouse first debuted in 1928 in the silent cartoon entitled Plain Crazy. This is Brian W. Feedback. Now send me my calculator.
Our congratulations goes out to Brian W. Feedback for winning this week's Casio credit card calculator. Coming up in a few moments, your chance to win. Stay with us.
Automatics is a master repossessor of cars. He's hotwired everything from a Trans Am to a punk mobile. From a slam dancer to a lobotomy case.
I had a lobotomy.
Wasn't that for loonies?
Not at all.
But nothing could prepare him for the ultimate repossession. A very special Chevy Malibu.
Wow!
That glows in the dark.
That was intense!
Repo Man. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parent.
Yeah, is this Princeton Motor Lodge by any chance?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I'd like to rent out a room for two. A room for two.
For the night?
Yeah, for the night.
What time would it be in?
We're newlyweds. We'll be in about a half hour. We're just down the road, down Route 1.
Room for two?
Yeah, just a room.
Sure, I'll give you a good room.
All right, also, is it private? You see, we're newlyweds, and we'll be having sexual intercourse tonight.
Pardon me?
We're newlyweds, and we'll be having sexual intercourse tonight. And we'd also like some rubbers, because we don't want to have children.
We don't have them.
No rubbers?
No.
Well, we need it, or else we'll copulate, and we'll have babies. We can't have them yet. We can't afford them, but we want to screw in ecstasy tonight.
Are you coming in a half hour?
Yeah.
All I'm going to give you is a room.
Yeah, all right, good.
Right.
Be in half hour.
All right.
Bye.
Hi, Movie Line people. This is Jerry Tarzana. And I saw Blame It on Rio. And I'm going to give it a 7 because at the beginning, it was really funny and it looked promising. And then it just got very silly and stupid, and Valerie Harper is a terrible actress, so that brought it down from a maybe a 9 to a 7. Right now I'm watching My Fair Lady. That is the best movie. I love that. I want to enter the contest, but I don't remember. I think it's something like Steamboat Mickey or something, or that was my try. Well, until next week, bye everybody.
Well, that's about gonna do it this week for Paul Mac Presents. I want to thank you all for calling. And now here it is, that's right, the moment you've all been waiting for. The very next question for the Casio credit card giveaway. You too could be the winner of a 1984 solar-powered, thinner-than-a-credit-card calculator just by participating in our contest. And my congratulations to last week's winner, Hinden from L.A., and this week's Brian W. Feedback from over there at the network. We've got two more to give out. Here's the question, so listen up. I'm only going to say it once. Universal Pictures released four movies in Sensorround. That was a special sound system. The fourth motion picture was originally made for TV and then released to the theaters in Sensorround. What was the name of this motion picture? The first one to give me the answer along with his comment to qualify this Friday or Saturday is the winner of the next Casio credit card calculator. Don't forget, next week I'm going to list the Academy Award nominations, the complete listing, and also other numbers you can call in the 818 area code, our observatory at 702-0429 in Canoga Park, or DBS, hear Dennis and myself talking about new projects at 769-8880. Remember to always call number updated 765-1000 for a complete listing of telephone recorded entertainment numbers. Thanks for calling. This tape will repeat momentarily. Have a good night and go see a movie. Bye-bye.
Okay.